Hey there, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to our Business Miracles Community-Wide Core Practice Consistency Call for today, which is Thursday, March 12th, 2020. I am Heather Dominick, founder and leader of the Highly Sensitive Entrepreneur Movement since 2010. And I am so, so happy to be here with each and every one of you today. Connecting in as a business miracles community of highly sensitive entrepreneurs, and especially with the opportunity to be connected as a community now more than ever. So let's start by activating the energy for today's CWCPC call. So wherever you are, I invite you to allow yourself to come to a seated, ideally, still position. Take a moment to just put down anything that might be in your hands, pen, pencil, keyboard, journal, tea, water, anything else, and then just allow your hands to rest gently and comfortably in your lap. Bring your spine to an upright, seated, comfortable position, finding that spot that is a sweet spot for you, your spot of alignment. And then together, let's close our eyes. And then together, let's take in a deep breath. Deep breath in. And let it out. And again, deep breath in. And let it out. And one more time for the power of three. Deep, deep breath, deep breath. And let it out. Eyes still closed. Continuing to breathe deep. I invite you to take one hand and place it on your heart. And then take the other hand and place it on your core center of self. Just right in that abdomen area. And again, deep breath in. And let it out. Continuing to breathe deep, eyes closed, hand on heart, hand on abdomen. Now take a moment to just really feel your feet. Maybe repositioning them or wiggling your toes or rocking your feet back and forth, finding a place that brings your feet to an experience of grounded and centered. Deep breath in and let it out. Eyes closed, breath deep, hand on heart, hand on abdomen. Now allow that energy from your feet, that grounded, centered energy from your feet, to travel up through your shins, your knees, your thighs, into your seat. Really feeling the connection between your body and your seat. Bringing attention to the base of the spine. Take note if maybe you've already started to slip out of that straight spine, sweet spot of alignment for you. Just take a moment and re-return, shifting as needed. Feeling the power of the base of your access. Seat, spine, abdomen, heart. Eyes closed. Deep breath. Deep breath in. And let it out. Now bringing that energy of grounded and centered from feet to seat to the organs that help you to eat, that area right beneath the hand that is resting on your abdomen. Bringing that alignment into your core center of self. Through that centered, grounded, feet, seat, organs that help you to eat, heart, breath, eyes, spine. Feeling the effects of giving conscious attention to your own sweet spot of alignment. And again, deep breath in and let it out. And from this centered, grounded, aligned space, do a check-in for yourself. Where is your nervous system at in this moment, just right here and right now? Breath deep, eyes closed, hand on heart, hand on abdomen, seat and feet. Deep breath in and let it out. And from this position of grounded, centered alignment, eyes closed, breath deep, hand on heart, hand on abdomen. I invite you to just take in these words from author Clarissa Pinkola Estes, from her essay, You Were Made for This. One of the most calming and powerful actions you can do to intervene in a stormy world is to stand up and show your soul. Soul on deck shines like gold in dark times. The light of the soul throws sparks, can send up flares, builds signal fires, causes proper matters to catch fire. To display the lantern of the soul in shadowy times like these, to be fierce and to show mercy toward others, both are acts of immense bravery and greatest necessity. Struggling souls catch light from other souls who are fully lit and willing to show it. If you would help to calm the tumult. This is one of the strongest things you can do. There will always be times when you feel discouraged. I too have felt despair many times in my life, but I do not keep a chair for it. I will not entertain it. It is not allowed to eat from my plate. The reason is this. In my uttermost bones, I know something, as do you. It is that there can be no despair when you remember why you came to Earth, who you serve, and who sent you here. The good words we say and the good deeds we do are not ours. They are the words and deeds of the one who brought us here. In that spirit, I hope you will write this on your wall. When a great ship is in harbor and moored, it is safe. There can be no doubt. But that is not what great ships are built for. Deep breath in and let it out. Keeping your hand on your heart, hand on abdomen, I invite you to take a moment to bow your head. Allow your eyes to gently come back on open. Allow your gaze to rise up. Take in the physical environment around you, orienting yourself. And then, keeping one hand on heart, you can allow your other hand to pick up a pen or pencil or keyboard. If you desire to take notes from here, or to allow that hand to stay rested on your abdomen and allow your system to remain grounded, centered, aligned, calm, and simply open to receive. So in these times, when it can so very much feel like you are not made for this, not only is it important for us to be together in community so that we can be reminded, a reconfiguring of the mind back into alignment, remembering that the mind is best used as an instrument with you as the master, rather than you being a slave to the monkeys so delightfully love to run the mind. Deep breath and let it out. With so much happening in our global climate right now, I want to take this opportunity to speak not to specifics of what is or is not happening at this particular moment, but to speak more to fear as an energy overall. So right now, there is so much collective and global fear. And it can be easy to think that that fear is about health, sickness, possibility of death, well-being of yourself, of loved ones, and not that that isn't of consideration. But my sense is that more so what is being triggered in the collective psyche is fear of the unknown. What do we do when we're presented with something that doesn't have a formula, that doesn't have a packaged solution? And what do we do, especially when supposed quote-unquote authorities that be seem to be only reacting from fear and lashing out and insistence on separation, as if man-made borders could actually contain energies of dis-ease, energies of fear? What do we do in face of the unknown? So there are so many different reactions to the unknown. We as human beings run the gamut. This time of unknown reminds me of days living in New York City immediately following the events of 9/11 in 2001. And on 9/12, you had people who were sitting in outdoor cafes, eating lunch in Greenwich Village, where I lived at the time, which was just over a mile from Ground Zero. And then you had other people who were raiding the grocery stores and delis for every paper product that they could get their hands on. And then a whole bunch of others that fell in between. Because we were in the unknown at that time. It had never happened before. How do you respond when your city is burning and you don't know if another attack will come? And not to say that others in the world hadn't experienced that, but New York had never experienced that. And now here we are once again faced with the unknown. But if there's anything that the unknown presents us with, is that it presents us with an opportunity. An opportunity to become hyper-conscious of who is in charge. And I don't mean who is in charge of the governments that dot this planet, but who is in charge of you. Who is in charge of your thoughts? And who is in charge of your nervous system, albeit a highly sensitive one? And when faced with the unknown, what I find most striking at this particular moment of this particular global climate is that as a culture who has become, who we have become, so accustomed to instant gratification that we want the answer now. And yet, as can always be guaranteed with the unknown, it must be taken step by step. It requires the willingness of pacing, and it requires the willingness of patience. And if there is anywhere, in any moment, that we are called to shine as highly sensitive entrepreneurs, it is in the face of the unknown. One, who better to be accustomed to working with the unknown than those of us who are self-employed? And who better to be able to access a sense of regal calm in the form of pacing and patience than those of us who were called forward into human form at this time as royal advisors. Who better? But of course, it requires us to be in our strengths. I shared with the Business Miracles team earlier in the week that I've been having many visions of the classic castle, the image of a classic gray stone-walled castle. Probably the vision my mind is showing me is from the medieval times. There's a moat of water and a drawbridge, and inside there's a royal court and a warrior king and a warrior queen and a royal advisor. And this castle is under attack. There are fireballs being launched over the moat and over the castle walls. And that moment is not the time for the royal advisor to be cowering in the corner of their home office. It is actually the time for the royal advisor to be standing side by side with the warrior king and queen, grounded, centered, aligned, focused, full access to all highly sensitive strengths, intuition, deep thinking, deep feeling, deep listening, spiritual by nature. Ready to serve. Ready to be a voice of reason. Ready to be a demonstration of pacing and patience. According to A Course in Miracles, and I massively paraphrase here, there is a difference between action and no action. But there is an even bigger difference between action taken with fear and action taken with love. This past Saturday, as everything in our global climate started to reach more of a critical mass, I felt my highly sensitive nervous system beginning to unravel. And I have been engaging in the real work of everything that I teach, train, and mentor on in Business Miracles long enough to know that that's a signal to stop and get still immediately. And so that's what I did. And from that space of stillness and deep connection, I was guided and very clearly shown the importance of pacing and patience, and very clearly guided and shown and reminded that now more than ever is the importance of step by step in the process. So it was that moment where I got very clear, as I've been communicating over email and in our spring 2020 training retreat forum, that we will continue to monitor this situation week by week, day by day, as needed, with the full awareness that our training retreat is 7 weeks away. So this is not the moment to make a final decision as the leader of the highly sensitive entrepreneur movement for an event 7 weeks from now. But I am poised and ready to make that decision whichever way we are meant to go in best service. When it is time. So as of now, as I've communicated again over email and in the forum, we move forward as is, with a full open door for each of you to do the same, where I will personally cover your cancellation if need be. And also from that space of stillness and deep connection, I was shown my personal role over these next weeks. And so I was shown what I've come to call my personal stay healthy plan. Because what I got clear on is that panic, chaos, crisis, worry, and fear weaken my immune system. And if there's any time where I need to be at my utmost strength, which means keeping my immune system strong and my nervous system calm, it is now. So my stay healthy plan has many different inner and outer components. And I will share just a few with you, not in any way to say that this is what you should be doing or that this is what I'm recommending that you be doing, or even that if you do these things, then you will be fine and healthy and safe. I'm sharing them only as an example, perhaps for you to use for yourself if you choose, perhaps for you to adapt, perhaps for you to be sparked into your HSE creativity of what your own stay healthy plan is meant to look like. But again, I do know one thing for sure, is that if our intention as a global community right now is to keep as many people as healthy and well as possible, that fear and panic and chaos and crisis and worry and fear will not support that, because there is a difference in action taken with fear and action taken with love. So some of the outer, more practical aspects of my stay healthy plan, first of all, have included very important and intense conversations with my sweetheart husband about what I need so that I can arrive at our training retreat, if that's the way that this is meant to go, in my utmost state of health and well-being, asking for his support I'm also following a lot of the standard guidelines that have been shared, things like washing your hands and not touching your face. And I've also made adaptions to those recommended guidelines for a way that feels good to me. So it's very hard for me, and those of you who know me very well and have been at a training retreat with me before know that it's hard for me not to give hugs. But I have currently replaced hugs with shoulder shimmies. So shoulder shimmies are my choice of greeting these days. It's recommended that you sing happy birthday twice while washing your hands. I've never been very good at singing happy birthday, so I've traded that out for singing row, row your boat three times for the power of three. And that particular song, I guess you would call it, is it a song? Nursery rhyme? I'm not sure. Calms my system. It reminds me to be gentle. And it reminds me that this world is but a dream. If you do or do not know it, you may or may not remember it if it was ever shared with you when you were younger. But it goes like, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. I also wear gloves when I go out, and I tend to do this anyway, but I got a pair of lighter, more spring-like pretty gloves for the warmer days, and I've gotten to carrying a tissue with me. So at moments, I kind of feel like a Southern belle from the 1800s who's wearing her gloves and clutching her lace hanky. My, oh, my. It's just so gosh darn, trepidating, isn't it now? And taking more vitamin C, and where I would probably typically reach for a piece of gum, I put a zinc lozenge in my mouth. And I'm listening to my body deeply. I'm taking lots of long walks through Central Park, partly because some of the exercise classes that I go to are currently rescheduled, partly because my body just feels like it needs to move and wants to move out amongst the trees. But I'm even taking that day by day. What is it that my body is needing right now to support my utmost health and well-being? Along those lines, I've also eliminated refined sugar and coffee and alcohol, and am committed to that to and through our training retreat. And then I'll reassess, which is interesting because some people that I've shared this with have been like, oh my God, I could never do that. And I think that's so interesting. So you can panic and you can worry and you can obsessively take in the news, but you can't give up a chocolate chip cookie or coffee. To each his own, but yet these are the moments when we are presented with the opportunities to truly be masters of our minds. And my choice is health and staying as healthy as possible while staying in pacing and patience. And those outer pieces and listening moment by moment to what is best applies to our business as well. There's lots of different emails going out here in New York City about what's still open and what is not. And my husband received an email, my sweetheart husband, about a networking group that he belongs to, Business Networking International, BNI. They meet on Tuesday mornings, and Monday an email was sent out, and that email said, like, we are meeting, but if you choose not to come, you know, the absence won't be held against you. And my husband was saying to me on Monday night, he said, you know, he let me know what was going on. And then he said, you know, I just don't feel like going. And then in the next breath, he said, but I just don't feel like going because it's the part of me that always doesn't feel like going, no matter what's happening in the world or not. So I'm not going to take this as a way to give into that part of me that always wants to hold me back. And he went. And he texted me later in the day and said that he was so glad that he went. And that those who were there, there was such an energy of connection and community and camaraderie. Well, everyone was also just being conscientious and cautious in regards to hands that were no longer being, you know, given to a handshake and ways that dishes were not being used. So adjustment and adaptation. So what is it meant to look like for you? From the inner perspective, these are the times more than ever when any core practice that you have chosen to engage in consistently really, really pays off. So I often get asked about how can you remain calm, Heather, in spite of fill in the blank, whatever it is. And it's because of the core practices that I engage in consistently. So if you have not yet committed to daily energy management, there is always the opportunity, and I would say now is the time. I personally have doubled up on my regular energy management, investing the time, because there's nowhere else personally that my energy can be best invested right now. To take the time to ensure that my nervous system is grounded, centered, and aligned at the start of my day. I've doubled my meditation practice. I spoke with the team earlier this week about slow it down. This is not the time to have your coping mechanism running the show. As a team, we talked about practices to support ourselves in being able to remain present as leaders. Leaders to this community, leaders in our lives. I also have an ongoing practice of what I refer to as a self-kindness statement. For those of you who are at the fall 2017 training retreat, you may remember when I introduced the self-kindness statement. And then for those of you who were a part of Coach Lorna's HSE Mantra series this past fall, she expanded upon the concept of the self-kindness statement in that bonus series. The self-kindness statement is something that I put in my place and put in place for myself at the end of 2016 when I had a major health scare, which turned into 2 years of really needing to work with my health and well-being, which included 2 major surgeries. And a self-kindness statement is a statement that you are meant to always divert to in those moments when the mind tends to wander, as well as to connect to activities that you know that you do all the time, self-kindness statements, which are exactly that, being kind to yourself. So my self-kindness statement that I literally engage with every single day since the end of 2016 is, I am healthy and safe. I am whole and strong. I eat, move, and sleep mindfully for my well-being my whole life long. So I say this statement when I'm walking down the street in New York City, where instead of my mind thinking about who knows what that's unhelpful or unimportant, that is my statement, that is my mantra. Also, the ongoing everyday activity that I connect that self-kindness statement to is going to the bathroom. So every time I go to the bathroom, my mind now connects to that self-kindness statement. So I am guaranteed to connect with that self-kindness statement many times throughout every day. And so now, here, in the midst of so much fear of health and well-being, that self-kindness statement is there as my anchor. And just as if you have not yet committed to ongoing, consistent energy management, the door is open for you to start now, and you can also implement your own version of your self-kindness statement. Where do you choose to invest your mind? Where do you choose to invest your thoughts? And I am also very, very conscientious of what I am feeding my mind from the news right now, staying connected to the CDC, the WHO, the FAA, as my primary sources. Because this is my instrument. And it is a highly sensitive instrument. But I choose how it gets played. There is also a teaching from A Course in Miracles, again, massively paraphrasing, that in the times when there is an inevitable threat and we can become so ensconced in fear because we don't know how it's going to attack us, that in truth there is always invisible help. So you don't know how it's going to help you. All you know is that as you open to that invisible help, it will help you. I also close this portion of this special community-wide core practice consistency call with a quote from the book Diana Herself by Martha Beck. The quote says, "Your body knows what's nourishing and what's poisonous, Piglet. And lies are poisonous, literally. Telling the truth makes you physically stronger, and lying makes you physically weaker." My invitation is choose consciously what you feed yourself. Choose consciously who you speak to and what thoughts you exchange and share. And choose consciously your own stay healthy plan. And choose consciously how you choose to show up at this particular time as the royal advisor that you were brought here to be. Remember the power of pacing and patience. and remember that you choose what you write on your wall. And when a great ship is in harbor and moored, it is safe, there can be no doubt. But remember that this is not what great ships are built for.